Welcome to Disruptive Adventism. My name is Jose Briones, and I'll be your host for this podcast. This podcast is about discussing the polemical statements and practices that are part of the Adventist fabric, which in turn shape this belief system to be unique and relevant for today's society. Today's podcast is a special feature discussing the ideas behind who are the delegates, how long do they serve, and some reflections from President of the North American Division, Dan Jackson. We hope you enjoy it, and with nothing else to say, let us begin. Welcome again, everyone, to Disruptive Adventism. Today, we have a special episode. We have a shorter episode because we're trying to just get a couple of words from one of the delegates at Annual Council. We're continuing our coverage of Annual Council here at Disruptive Adventism. So we have President of the North American Division, Dan Jackson, with us. How's it going?
Good. It's going good.
Yeah. Thanks for allowing us to take a short period of time to kind of get to know what's the life of a delegate. Before we start, I would like to get just a little bit of background on you. What do you like to do on your free time?
Oh, in my free time, I love being at a beach. I love, I do some reading. Don't have a lot of other hobbies other than that. Don't have a lot of other time to do that anyway.
I bet. Well, that kind of gives us a little bit of what you like to do instead of just being in meetings and meetings again and again. But tell us a little bit more. How is it being a delegate here at Annual Council?
Well, the individuals who come to Annual Council are all voted members of the Executive Committee of the General Conference. Okay. There are some who come as invitees, with no voice and vote, but it's the regular delegates who are selected by a variety of different entities who are here at Annual Council. So to begin with, only the regular delegates who are voted and approved by, for instance, their unions, their divisions, and the General Conference come here to express their opinions and to vote.
Okay.
No one else is allowed to do that. Anyone can come, as long as there's room. But only those who are delegates can vote.
Okay, so there is a distinction, and that distinction is more administrative to a certain degree, right? It's or at least the individuals are selected by the administration before.
Is that... By their administration, by the executive committees of the entities that they represent.
Okay, and how long does one serve for Annual Council?
But generally, the time for Annual Council is about the time on the General Conference Executive Committee is five years.
Okay.
After every General Conference, a new committee is established, and then that committee runs for 5 years right through the General Conference. And so the members of the Executive Committee, for instance, are all delegates to the General Conference.
Okay.
The one that's coming.
Okay. The 2020 in Indiana.
2020 in Indiana.
That's right. Another thing that I think is kind of curious, or that I would like to know, how does it work, if you can explain to us. So how long in advance do you guys get the agenda or the items or the things to vote? Or what's kind of some of the information that it's available to you during this time period?
It depends on the different items. Generally, I think 1 to 2 weeks.
Okay.
You know, people are beginning to get material, getting agendas. You know, I've been doing it for so long, I can't really remember clearly, but I think it is 1 or 2 weeks.
1 or 2 weeks, okay. And this Annual Council, Dr. Miller told us, and as we interview him, that there are some important items when it comes to the unity of the church, when it comes to compliance and matters of that nature. Are the delegates, how has been your time here at the meetings at Battle Creek before this vote is taking place?
The people here are Christians. Mm-hmm. I've had many, many discussions and I get many emails. What I personally try to tell people is I do not agree with you on this issue. Mm-hmm. I may never agree with you. However, you will always be my brother.
Mm.
And I think that has to be our attitude going into it. We one of the greatest needs of the Seventh-day Adventist Church is to be able to have representatives of varying persuasions sit and talk with each other and still acknowledge one another as Christians and as brothers and sisters. Mm. The idea that if you disagree with me, you're a lesser kind of mortal is not Christian, and it's inappropriate. Mm. So I don't see on this, for instance, on the debate on the document on the unity issue, I don't see that the people who disagree with me are rotten, they're bad, and they're going to hell. Mm-hmm. My mother and I used to play a little game with each other, and it went like this. She would say to me, "Son, we're both doing the Lord's work. You in your way, and I in His." The idea was that my way is the right way and your way isn't.
Oh, okay, I see.
See, and that kind of mentality, we need to eliminate it from the church.
Okay.
Well, that we will not win every argument. We will not win the day every time around. But we always need to have the attitude that we have been brought together, and we are in unity when it comes to our doctrines, our mission. We are in unity. Now, there are some, you know, there's always divergent opinions, but the church at large is in agreement mm-hmm. in our doctrines and in our mission.
I came today to visit, and it was a beautiful service in the mm-hmm. morning, an annual council at the Battle Creek mm-hmm. Tabernacle. Is this the first time that has been done at Battle Creek?
No, we did this a few years ago.
Okay. Was the, I see a lot of people, you know, with their beards and with the different, different styles of clothing. Was that something that was done before, or this is the first time?
I've never seen that done before.
Okay. So that's the first time that has been done. How do you find the whole service? You know, how do you find this experience compared to other annual councils where this is a historic site for Adventism? Do you feel like, everyone kind of regaining those roots of early Adventism and maybe connecting with?
I don't know. Okay. I have not taken a poll, so I don't know how how people are generally feeling. I think there is a lot of anxiety mm-hmm. here for fear that the document will pass or you know, so it is overshadowing.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's been a very good attempt to bring people here, especially to the Adventist Heritage Village, and to put on different seminars and give them tours. I went through Mrs. White's house again the other day, and I was very blessed by that.
Mm.
But I think a very good attempt has been made to do what you're talking about, and I think for some people it's been a real blessing because they were never here before.
Right.
I have been here many times,
so it may not
be as significant to me as it is to some others. But I think that there is one issue that is predominating in a lot of people's minds, not everybody. And after tomorrow, there won't be so much drama.
So you're thinking that tomorrow, as it climaxes, that is October 14th?
Well, that particular issue will be decided tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, so that will be mm-hmm. voted tomorrow. Okay. Well, what else have you seen that is different in this annual council than other annual councils? You mentioned a little bit of the anxiety that it's kind of in the air. Are there other things that are different in this annual council, positive or otherwise?
No, I think those who have organized it have done a really good job, but that is always the case. Mm. So I haven't seen anything, you know, it's special to be here, obviously, but I haven't seen anything particularly new or different.
Okay. Anything that you're thinking ahead of the vote, so you are engaging with, you know, tomorrow as October occurs, October 14th, Sunday, as it comes to the fore, anything that you're thinking for your personal understanding of this issue that's been occurring, any comments that you have?
The only comment that I have is this is God's church. And no matter which way the vote goes tomorrow, there are people who predict all kinds of dire consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be some fallout. There's no question, depending on which way the vote goes, and probably either way that the vote goes. But the fact is, this is God's church. It may rock and roll,
mm-hmm.
but it's not going to fail. And the North American division isn't going to walk out of the church. I think we all need to recognize that, you know, I tell people, especially young people, I'm a lifer. Mm-hmm. I have no intention of walking away from the church. I don't like everything that happens in my church. I don't. But I'm a lifer. I'm committed to remaining in the church. And what we need to really, really appeal for, especially going into tomorrow, is that God's Spirit will guide and direct.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Elder Jackson. I know you have a little bit of a limited time, but I want to thank you for the opportunity to interview you here and for some of your reflections when it comes to annual council. If you will say one more word, we always like to give our guests the final word. So anything that comes to mind when it comes to this annual council or otherwise message that you want us to leave with?
No, I think that let us, all of us, I keep praying over and over again, Lord, give to each of us the gift of submission to the direction of your Holy Spirit. Period.
That was our discussion and reflection with President of the North American Division, Dan Jackson. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you share this podcast with others so that we engage in prayer as the delegates go and vote for these important matters. Thank you for listening today. We appreciate that you have taken the time to listen to our podcast and ask that you share it with others. Please leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcatching app. If you're enjoying our content, we want to invite you to consider contributing to our cause by becoming a Patreon, where you will receive exclusive content, have the ability to sit down with the Disruptive Adventism team, and ask relevant questions for Adventism and society. If you're interested in contributing, head to patreon.com/disruptiveadventism. Another avenue for contribution is to purchase our merchandise through Amazon or tpublic.com. You can find the links for merchandise on our Facebook or Instagram pages. We also hope that our content has intrigued you a little bit and that you decide to stay around for future podcasts. If you have any comment, feedback, or a topic you would like us to discuss, please go to our website at www.disruptiveadventism.org or shoot us an email to disruptiveadventism@gmail.com. We're eager to engage in discussions about any matter, so don't hesitate to contact us. This has been it for today. We hope you join us next time. And as always, we invite you to be disruptive.